Thank you, Dorothy. On to our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording. Ryanair's newest flights have taken off from Norwich, with the route set to bring a boost to the city airport. After a year of planning, the budget airline's three new routes to Alicante, Faro and Malta will run 12 flights to and from Norwich each week. The flights that run on Mondays and Fridays have created 60 new jobs and will see more than 6,000 people use the airport. Norwich Airport operates flights to 18 destinations in 9 countries, with connections to 150 more locations via Amsterdam.
The much-anticipated reopening of Norwich Castle's historic keep has been delayed until after the summer. Museum bosses confirmed they had been forced to rethink the multi-million pound work to transform the Norman-built landmark due to unexpected discoveries. It's a blow for museum chiefs who had hoped, after 4 years of work, that the revamped keep would be open in time to attract tourists over the summer season. The work, which started in August 2020, will see the keep transformed, with a new medieval gallery featuring objects on long-term loan from the British Museum. The ambitious project, which museum bosses hope will attract 100,000 more visitors to the castle each year, is recreating the keep's original 12th century layout. The original floor levels from 1121, when King Henry I visited the castle, are being recreated, a task which has required the knitting together of hundreds of tons of steel frame to bear the load of the new floors. Other changes include a new glass bridge and lift, which will mean everybody can get access to all floors of the castle, including the battlements.
Tennis sessions designed specifically for people who are visually impaired are being offered in the Great Yarmouth area. The special tennis sessions will be held at Galston Tennis Club in Ord Avenue. These sessions are led by LTA-accredited coach Mike Reynolds, who is partnering with sight loss charity Vision Norfolk for the initiative, in the hope of demonstrating that the disability is not a barrier to getting on the court. He will be assisted by one of his vision-impaired students who has experience playing in national championships. Depending on their visual impairment's severity, players can let the ball bounce 2 or 3 times before striking it, giving them time to gauge where the ball is on the court. The taster session is scheduled for Tuesday, April the 23rd at 10:30 a.m. Places are free, but they must be booked in advance. For more information, interested individuals can contact Vision Norfolk's Great Yarmouth Hub on 01493 745 973 or by emailing greatyarmouthhub@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
A disability charity that saw one of the vehicles it relies on broken into and damaged has been given a lifeline to help protect its premises. The Hamlet charity had one of its 2 specially adapted minibuses broken into on December the 2nd, with wires pulled from under the steering wheel, while it was parked outside the organisation's new adult centre in Marion Road, Thorpe Hamlet. While the minibus is still out of action, the charity's premises have a new line of defence after a local tech company stepped in to help. Brown Tech IT Services have installed CCTV cameras around the building and donated £490, 50% of the installation cost. Chief Executive of the Hamlet, Ellie Coulson, said, "Our Marion Road premises now feel well protected, so hopefully we won't have any future incidents of damage to our property or vehicles. As a charity, Every penny counts. So having half the cost of the CCTV system donated to us by Browntech is incredible.
Norwich City fans hoping for success for the club's men's and women's teams this season have been given an early reason to celebrate. That success has been supplied by the Canaries Cerebral Palsy Team, which is run by the club's charity partner, the Community Sports Foundation. An unbeaten season has seen the team retain their national title with 12 wins from 14 games, sealed by victories over North East Yorkshire and CP North West. The team was founded 3 years ago, and the players are classified based on their mobility, which means their ability range is monitored to ensure an equal playing field across the teams. Manager Mr. Hunter said, "A lot of the boys in this team have been playing football with us for 10 to 12 years. For them to progress and find success is incredible to see. It's inspiring for other kids with cerebral palsy to see what is possible for them in their future, and it inspires them to progress with their football too."